Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And we are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And you can also hear us at your favorite podcast platform. And also, as I said, at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, of course, last week was last maybe 10 days actually was a week that was just filled with a lot of news. And I talked yesterday about the reality of, as you know, the removal from his position of Bishop Joseph Strickland. And that's going to take a little while for a bunch of fallout to happen. But I think it also may reflect upon something that we in the parishes may want to focus on, and that is, what is our mission? And our mission is not to be loyal to a bishop. Our mission is not to be loyal to a particular type of liturgy. Our bishop is to be loyal to the Holy Spirit and obviously Jesus Christ, who sent him with the Father. So our mission is to be loyal to the Holy Trinity, and therefore our focus should never be, and this is one of the signs that you have problems, should never be focused on any one person. And that is always a bad sign. And Jesus himself said, you know, a lot of people will say, you know, it says right there in the Bible, call no man father, and you all go by the name of Father. Well, so did St. Paul. If you read the letters of St. Paul, he calls himself the spiritual father. So please understand that. But what it actually means is exactly what we're seeing here. Do not surround one particular person and say, that is my Messiah. And remember, who's the one who said not to do that? Jesus himself, who was our Messiah, but where was he focused? He was focused on the Father. And so when you have anyone as this source of, he is your authority from here on in, whether that person is in East Texas or in Kazakhstan, it doesn't make any difference. It is, our ultimate loyalty is to Christ. And that's where we need to be. And the church guides us to be there. But the minute you say, oh no, this is the one to whom I'm loyal, and that person is not found in Jesus Christ, then you have a problem. And that's precisely what was the issue. And, you know, important thing to understand is that Bishop Joseph Strickland was removed because of his leadership issues, not because of any kind of sinful issues or anything like that. And that's one of the realities. So and people say, well, what did he do wrong? He didn't lead his diocese well, according to the way diocese should be led. It's not that he is any kind of an evil human being. You know, we'll leave it at that. I mean, he's not. And that's an important thing. And I would even say, although I don't agree with some of the things he says, I do agree with some of the others. So I have a feeling, in which he doesn't, from what I can tell, but I have a feeling that if he is open to the Holy Spirit, the Lord will use him in another capacity. And we'll see what happens. But that's one of the things. But another major news story that broke was the release of a document from the, what is known as the Dicastery of the Doctrine of the Faith, also formerly known as the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. And Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, who later became Pope Benedict the 16th headed it up at one time. So it's that same office he headed up under Pope John Paul II. And he, or rather a document came out of there, which also led to a lot of confusion, not because of what the doctrine said, it's because, or the document said, it's because of the way people interpreted it, and that has nothing. If you interpret, if I say X, Y, and Z, and you interpret what I'm saying as A, B, and C, that's on you. It isn't on me. So the document had answered the question of whether or not, and this is the word from the document. In English, we use a different word. Transsexuals can be baptized. And of course, you saw on, especially on X, I guess people say formerly known as Twitter is part of that, but on X, all these derogatory statements, which had no place there. So I just wanted to make that clear. But one of the things, what it actually brings out is something we're going to discuss on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts. Don't forget to tell others where they can find our program. You can hear us on WROL 950 AM and WROLradio.com at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. We then podcast the program on your favorite podcast platform and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also hear us at our parish website, Saint, that's S-T, AnthonyAlston.org. That is SaintAnthonyAlston.org. Let others know where you can find us and spread the word about the Catholic Audio Media podcast. We're back, and we're talking about this document that came from the Dicastery of the Doctrine of the Faith. I was reading the Latin as I said that. That's why I came out that wrong. And the question actually came from a bishop in Brazil, and his eminence, Dom, which is what the Brazilians use as the word for bishop, Dom José Negri, Bispo de Santo Amaro. Now, when I say they use Dom for bishop, in other words, when you're referring to a bishop, you always refer to him as Dom, and he, in this case, is the Bishop of Santo Amaro, which I'm understanding is part of Sao Paulo. So anyway, his question is, can a transsexual be baptized? And the answer was this, a transsexual, which we'd also call transgenders, that has submitted to hormonal treatment and surgical intervention of reattribution of their sex can be baptized in the same conditions of other faithful if there does not exist situations in which they run the risk of generating public scandal or disorientation among the faithful. In the case of children or adults with problems of the transsexual nature, they would be well prepared and disposed and can receive this baptism. Just so you know, I'm sight translating from Portuguese. So it's important to understand. People say, well, no, that says they can be baptized just willy-nilly. No, it's the same conditions exist as someone else is going to be baptized. If you want to be baptized, you have to go through an education, unless, of course, you are under the age of 7. You have to go through an education to understand what it is we believe, and you have to agree to that. Agree to what it is we believe. And if you can't do that, then no, you can't be baptized, not because of your trans, what we would call transgender situation. It's because of, that's the same with anyone who's going to be baptized. Do you choose to be a disciple of Jesus Christ and how we understand that within the Catholic Church? At the same time, it continues, it's necessary to consider how much what follows, especially when there exists doubt on the moral objective situation in which one person encounters themselves on the dispositions subject for divine grace. In other words, in the case of baptism, the church teaches that when the sacrament is received with without repentment, without repentance. Remember, I'm sight translating from Portuguese. Because of grave sins, the subject does not receive sanctifying grace, although he does receive the sacramental character of baptism. So the Catechism affirms this configuration to Christ into the Church, realized through the Spirit, is indelible. It remains for always in the Christian as a positive disposition to grace, with the as the promise guaranteed of divine protection and as the vocation to divine worship and to the service of the Church. So in other words, when someone receives baptism, they are receiving the graces that make them open to the Holy Spirit. But if there is an obstacle there because they haven't repented of their sins and they're choosing not to repent of their sins, then that obstacle remains. But if someone does repent, that obstacle is removed and that sanctifying grace enters up. So you see that whole thing. So it's important to understand. So if you read this on X with some rather nasty people from different parts of the country, and they're all making this rather snide comics, it's incorrect. It's if someone, regardless of who they are, has a true desire to be a disciple of Christ, they can become a disciple of Christ, they can be baptized. But if they don't have that true desire, even if they are baptized, that divine grace will not enter them because they put up an obstacle. It's a really simple answer, and it's a very good answer. And we're going to talk more about the other answer that came in tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyalston.org. That's stanthonyalston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday.